And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. On the show today, we have adventure, a little bit of heartbreak, some history, music, plenty of storytelling too. Hillary Reynolds will join us. She not only produces some of the sweetest music to the human ear, but she also hosts house shows to benefit breast cancer. Joy Shannon has found her way in music by being a tattoo artist. Or maybe it's the other way around. Her Celtic-infused tunes will relax your soul. Plus, the jazz-infused bluegrass of Squid City Slingers and a visit with a Theodore Roosevelt historian and performer, Kurt Skinner. I'm Tom Brusso. It's great to have you with us today. We begin with Katie Wallace, an independent country singer-songwriter out of Texas. She's released a handful of singles so far, most recently a wondrous, catchy tune that calls into the ether. It calls, "Do You Think About Me?" And after you hear it, your answer will be yes. It's Katie Wallace starting the show off today.
Under the setting sun, our love My name is Katie Wallace, and I am an indie country folk singer. I grew up in Lyndale, Texas, and started writing songs when I was 8 years old. My mother was a beautiful and kind woman and started booking shows for me and tried to cultivate my talent as much as she possibly could. Then things took a turn for the worse in 2005 when both my mother and grandmother were killed in a tragic car accident. It completely shifted my life and was extremely hard on my family. I continued to write songs, hone my skills, and share my story with the world. In 2015, a cover video I posted on YouTube caught the attention of the Grammy-nominated Swiss electronic band Katabastani, and he reached out and asked if I would be interested in collaborating and writing lyrics and top lines on some of his songs. This led to us writing 3 different songs together over the years, one of which ended up being streamed over 10 million times on TikTok and was even featured in Vogue Italia. My music started gaining recognition and was featured on the Spotify editorial playlist New Music Friday and has been featured on hit TV shows such as MTV's Teen Mom, Catfish, Project Runway, and was even the theme for the film Game of Love starring Bella Thorne. I write songs based on my life's experiences and feel it is so important to share those stories with the world. Every day I miss my mother and grandmother. They were so monumental in shaping me and molding me into who I am today. I keep their memory alive through my music. Today I will be performing a song I wrote called In the Morning that talks about how difficult it was to move forward after their passing. When we lose a loved one, we are faced with the decision to shut down or to continue on. And I know they would want me to share my voice with the world. I hope that my music can resonate with others and that it can help someone find the light in the darkness.
get sucked up and drown. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Was a singer-songwriter you just heard out of Texas. Her name is Katie Wallace. Our next guest is Hillary Reynolds. She curates and hosts house concerts and works with creatives in her hometown, she comes from Appleton, Wisconsin, on projects that benefit the Trina Fund, which supports women with breast cancer and was established by and named for her mother, who died of breast cancer in 2011. Hillary Reynolds is a working singer-songwriter. Her songs have been featured in TV shows Louder Milk and Yellowstone, very popular shows. Her new album, Changing Seasons, is a burst of fresh air. Let's check out her new single right now, Can't Turn Off My Mind, and then Hillary Reynolds will join us with a live session.
Sun's coming up to shine, you're still sleeping. I've been up all night for no reason, and I can't turn off my mind. Lately I've been lost in contradictions, running wild in my imagination. Set bar two, your mouth is moving, but I'm not listening to what you're saying. Oh honey, I'm on the moon tonight. Ooh, 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 ooh. And
just sitting here. It's morning, late morning. I'm looking out the window at the Oconto River off of Chicken Shack Road. And it's a little cold for a June day, but it's still so beautiful. The eagles are fishing And I wish I could be out there fly fishing too, but I have a toddler and I have to wait until his nap time to go put my waders on and grab my fly rod. Yeah, but it's very peaceful. I split my time between LA and Wisconsin. And it just, I need both places to feel fulfilled and feel very fortunate to have figured out a way to make that happen. I'm not necessarily in my Bob Dylan era, but I do hope that decade of my life is coming. I love the Beach Boys and Fleetwood Mac and Steely Dan. I've been playing with my family band since I was 9 years old, and I have a show with them next week. I'm playing a festival. I love playing with my family. They're my favorite collaborators. They've always been that way. There's just a lot of nonverbal communication, and it's a lot of inside jokes that are, you know, 20 years old, and that makes it really special. Another thing I've been thinking about lately are just the old movies that I grew up with. I was totally raised on Doris Day and Rock Hudson films. Pillow Talk was my favorite. Oh my gosh. And the musical Gigi, which is amazing. Lover Come Back, Gidget, Blue Hawaii, G.I. Blues, Glass Bottom Boat, The Sound of Music, of course. Sabrina, oh, Audrey, Breakfast at Tiffany's. All these old films and a lot of old books too. And I think about the album that I've made particularly. It's a morning album. And it's inspired, I would say the music is, if Jane Austen and Beatrix Potter wrote music, it would be like this. My love for those authors has been lifelong. I can remember back in fifth grade, we were given the option to read any book we wanted and create a little shoebox vignette along with a book report. I chose Pride and Prejudice and made a ballroom out of my shoebox. I remember going to Joanne Fabrics with my mom and making little popsicle stick people. My teacher had a side chat with my mom about whether or not I would be able to understand the book, let alone finish it in time for the project to be done, but I was very determined. And the next book I read after that was Wuthering Heights. But yeah, my Super Bowl for sure is when the 2005 Pride and Prejudice had a short re-release in the theaters this year. And it coincided actually with the voice note song that I wrote earlier this year with my friend Trevor. It's called Mr. Darcy. It's a little bit about who I am and the randomness of it all, but mostly this river, so beautiful. Have a good day.
I'll record this version.
That sounds good.
Unless it's terrible, but... Took you 2 years to find the nerve.
just what they need. Then you disappear like Mr. Darcy.
Every summer for the past 5 years, I've lived in the town of Medora, North Dakota, which is nestled in the Badlands and the south unit of Theodore Roosevelt National Park. At the moment, it is sunny and quiet as I look out of my window and I see those famous rusty-colored foothills, and a meadowlark is singing. Lately, there's been a lot of construction out here. Not only did the local school build its much-needed new gymnasium, but the city's been working on improving the main drag, Pacific Avenue, to accommodate the large influx of visitors. You see, Medora, North Dakota is a very popular place, and this new construction will really be put to the test next summer for the grand opening of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. On July 4th, the 250th birthday of the United States, they call that the sesquicentennial, when daily visitorship will be expected to double, if not triple. It is a tradition for the President of the United States and former presidents and First Lady and First Ladies to attend the grand opening of a presidential library. So I wonder if Trump will be here then. Will Biden, Obama, Bush, and Clinton attend? Medora is North Dakota's biggest destination in the summertime. In addition to the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the library I just mentioned, people come here to horseback ride and swim and hike, and they come here to see the Medora musical, which has been going on for 60 years. But also, there are these other great shows that happen around town, and there is a captivating one-man show that I want to tell you about. It happens every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday at 1:30 p.m. on the stage of the historic Old Town Hall Theater. It's called The Strenuous Life, and the actor who has put it together, Kurt Skinner, joins us now for a little visit about his program. Kurt, welcome to the Great American Folk Show.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate being here.
Tell us about this show that you have.
Well, I am filling the Old Town Hall show 4 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sundays at 1:30. So I'm bringing in tales of Roosevelt's life, a bit of his origin story here in the Badlands of North Dakota, and his origin story as a reformer as well, and trying to bring some of those inspirational stories from his life and legacy that maybe encourage people to find some common ground in our civic life and strive for the strenuosity in life. It's a bit of a avocational study originally as TR. Been probably reading biographies for the past couple of decades and just absorbing all things TR, reading a lot of TR's writings if possible. I think anybody who's trying to get into an historical character and portray them accurately needs to read just everything they can get their hands on written by that person. We don't have the benefit of a lot of audiovisuals of him, so it's the written word, and he was voluminous in his writings. So 40 books or so that he wrote, you just try to absorb as much of that as you can.
So you've absorbed all these books, 40-some books by T.R., and however many more biographies you've read of T.R. How do you pick? How do you know what's going to stick, I guess? Do you have to try some stuff out and see what works and what doesn't?
That's the magic question, isn't it? It's what's going to resonate with other people. There's things that, based on your own life's experiences, things that are going to particularly appeal in that person's life. But again, you know, if you're presenting this with some entertainment value, not just educational, not up there lecturing. So you gotta try to parse out some stories that you can add some entertainment value to as well, and tell good stories, and try to be concise. I'm still working on that. I'm still studying under the master, Joe Wiegand. So this summer is my first opportunity for being really on a daily stage show and honing that particular aspect of the craft. So I'm so excited at the opportunity to be here this summer.
We're visiting with Kurt Skinner here in Medora, North Dakota, about his show at the Old Town Hall Theater right downtown at this really great historical theater. And Kurt has a show called The Strenuous Life, where he plays the part, a one-man show, of Theodore Roosevelt. There are a lot of Roosevelt enthusiasts who come out here. There's even a Chautauqua where Roosevelts from all over come and take part in a weekend of celebration and craft and study. But I wanted to talk to you about what era of Roosevelt you are bringing to the stage in The Strenuous Life.
Well, I can no longer play the young Theodore Roosevelt. This is the year that Joe and I both turned 60, so the year in which T.R. died in his own life, so that makes it kind of real. I want to pull off a strenuous Theodore Roosevelt, perhaps I kid that I carry a little bit less weight than some of my fellow colleagues that do TR. So my joke is that I'm post River of Doubt TR, where he lost a fourth of his body weight exploring the Amazon. So yeah, I try to do a life story as well. I think in a stage show like we're trying to do at the Old Town Hall Theater, we need to bring in a certain amount of the Badlands origin story for Roosevelt and explain why Medora, why the Badlands are so critical to Roosevelt's conception of conservation consciousness, and how he connected and he just desperately wanted to gain the respect of the folks in the West, and just made him a really unique character in American history. That, you know, he's got all the bona fides of the East. He born in New York City and educated at Harvard, and yet he also becomes known as the Cowboy President. And that's just a really interesting story about how one man can meld those, can have a foot in both camps in American history.
We're visiting with Kurt Skinner, who has a fantastic show downtown Medora, North Dakota, called The Strenuous Life. Remind our listeners when it is and what times, would you, Kurt?
It is Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sundays at 1:30 Old Town Hall Theater, Medora, North Dakota.
Before you go, Kurt, we had this really interesting interaction. All right, so I've got this old flag that belonged to my family from, I think, the 1980s, this U.S. flag. And I love it. I bring it wherever I go. It was hanging out, and it has seen better days, for sure. But I've never really known what to do with a flag that has seen better days, but just to keep it out there, and maybe the elements will just slowly take it bit by bit, and maybe that's how flags just... You buy a new flag, it's because the old one is completely disintegrated.
It literally disintegrates off the pole.
Literally disintegrated. But it's funny, you know, are the things that we own, and we have them for a long time, they remind you of your family. This flag in particular reminds me of my mom, in part because there's a little eagle on the top, and it was actually a flag that she gave to me. But you did this really nice thing. You took the flag, and you got a new flag. But what did you do with the old flag? I think this is a really cool story. This is what you do with the tattered old United States flag.
Well, yeah, I just arrived this week, just right before Flag Day weekend on the 14th. And so I'm a member as a veteran with a veteran service organization, the American Legion. And for veterans, that flag takes on, I think, an extra level of meaning in that it represents the very republic and the Constitution that our nation stands for. It's not embedded in U.S. law. There's been some attempts to make it a law, and it's just never quite made it through. But the U.S. flag code says that once a flag becomes unserviceable, it's tattered, it's faded, you know, starts turning purple and those sorts of things, that it no longer is demonstrating a respect for the Republic and the Constitution that it represents, and therefore it is deserving of a proper disposal. There's a couple of ways, but typically it's the burning, the incineration of the flag. And so if folks have a couple of old tattered flags that you just know in your gut you're not supposed to throw it away, but once it is no longer serviceable, then you can take it to a veteran service organization like the American Legion, your local American Legion post, VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars post, a lot of Boy Scout troops collect flags. There are even a couple of big nationwide box stores. I think there are some Home Depots and Walmarts that will collect them, and they'll turn them over to a service organization. And our post has started up this past year a program in which we attend the naturalization services of new citizens in our community in Colorado Springs. And our post presents a new 3x5 house flag to every single new citizen at those ceremonies on a monthly basis at the federal courthouse. And so we do this to try to perpetuate a pride in America and in flying our nation's colors.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Well, as we're talking right now, I see my brand new flag out my door. And it's a beautiful day here in Medora, North Dakota, is it not?
It sure is, Tom.
Our guest today has been Kurt Skinner. He has a fantastic show downtown Medora, North Dakota called The Strenuous Life. Thank you, Kurt, for being on the program.
Thanks a lot, Tom. I really enjoyed it.
I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. I'm Tom Brousseau. Greetings to you, wherever you may be listening from. We continue with great voices. Joy Shannon is a multi-talented artist with a real passion for all things Irish. Her voice, well, if I could describe it in one word, it calls. She has a voice that calls to your soul, and her harp playing is the perfect companion to it. I know that you will enjoy her story.
Hello, my name is Joy Shannon, and I am an Irish harpist, singer and songwriter, visual artist, and tattoo artist. From an early age, I have always done both art and music, with my drawings being like illustrations of my songs. My family heritage has deeply inspired all the work that I do. My family is from Tullamore, Ireland, though I grew up in California. We always went back to Ireland throughout my childhood, and I became fascinated with ancient Irish Neolithic monuments. The standing stones and the burial mounds and all of the myths that surround them captured my imagination. I began illustrating ancient Irish goddesses and writing stories and songs about them. Irish myth, animus spiritual ideas, and symbolism have all inspired my songs and my art. For example, my album released in 2024 was about stories of the Irish crone goddess Anhaliach. Additionally, I have worked as a tattoo artist for the past 10 years, focusing on tattooing designs inspired by ancient Celtic and Nordic mythology and archaeology. The deep driving force for me to create is to connect to my ancient ancestors. This is reflected in the language, artwork, and musical ideas with their roots in ancient Ireland. Playing the Irish harp, an instrument played by my ancestors, also feels like it connects me to this past, as well as singing in the Irish language. I'm always seeking to deepen my understanding of the animus way of being with nature and the spirits of all things around us. For example, drawing from the Iron Age knotwork or Neolithic spirals found at sites like Newgrange in Ireland feels like a spiritual act. For to understand how to draw the flow of the knotwork feels like a meditation on the idea of all things in nature being deeply connected. I love questions with no answers, which, to study prehistory, is to not know much for certain. But the questions are wonderful and spiritual, and the possible answers feel instinctual. It is at that intersection of the unknown that my music, art, and tattoos converge.
Here we go round with a shade.
You are listening to The Great American Folk Show. My name is Tom Brusseau. Hope your day has been a good one so far. And if it is, I hope it keeps on getting better and better. We get a lot of people writing in. We get people writing in on social media. And we get people writing in the old-fashioned way, snail mail. And last year, I received a letter. Got it right here. From a listener in St. Paul, Minnesota, asking me to check out their new favorite band. Got the letter right here. Let me read it to you. It reads, "Dear Tom, I listen to your show on podcast and take it with me on walks down by Minnehaha Falls. Don't know if you've ever walked down there, but it's quite magical. And still, after all of these years growing up in St. Paul, I can't believe we have such beauty in our state. And of course, 15 minutes away is the Mall of America. Imagine that. That's two completely different structures, different attractions within a few miles of each other. It reminds me how varied and multicultural the Twin Cities is." The letter continues, "I'm writing today to tell you about my new favorite local band called the Squid City Slingers. I heard of them the other day, and I really enjoyed their combination of jazz and folk and bluegrass. Very interesting combination indeed. The first thing I thought of is, I bet they do very well on the Great American Folk Show. So if you'll indulge one of your show's admirers, I bet you will agree. Check them out. Love, Lori." Well, thank you so much, Lori, for taking the time to write and to share with me and the world, really, some of what you've been listening to lately. And incidentally, I have been to Minnehaha Falls. My brother, Ben, who was born in St. Paul, Minnesota, we had our pictures taken there as a kid. It is a beautiful spot. And dang it, I miss my brother right now just thinking about it. Well, thank you, Lori, again for writing in. And you'll be pleased to know that I reached out to the Squid City Slingers and asked them if they would be on the show. I took your advice. I too like their music. So this one's for you. It's a live session right now.
And I'll get all filthy, pound my song, and spend my nights focused on bright lights in the sky, towering above me. I see my master signaling. I ain't pleased, but I'm diseased,
Hey, Tom, and hey to everyone listening to the Great American Folk Show. I'm Ricky Olson, upright bass player and co-founder of Squid City Slingers.
And I'm Squid, but my real name's Sydney, and I play fiddle in the band.
So we're a folk-driven trio from Minnesota. We blend bluegrass, country, jazz, and roots music. We're based between the Twin Cities and the Twin Ports, and we're all about bringing high-energy shows and heartfelt stories to the stage.
I grew up in a really musical family where music was just how we bonded. I started playing fiddle at 5, and we'd play anything. Fiddle tunes, hymns, old standards, just kind of whatever. Eventually, I helped form Squid City Slingers, which honestly has been a dream.
So Chris, our guitar player, and I met in Minnesota State, and we initially formed our own rock band. So I'd already been touring and playing music most of my life, starting in Chicago at 12 with a blues and jazz band, and later working as an audio engineer in LA. When COVID hit, our previous bands had dissolved, and that opened the door for something new. That's when Squid City Slingers really started taking shape.
The song you just heard, Like a Dog, is especially close to my heart. It's written as an ode to my old Sheltie, Mickey. He passed away a while back, but he has always been so loyal. Even as he got older and slower, he just wanted to be near me and make me happy. That song is from his perspective. It's my tribute to that bond that never really fades.
Our newest single, Right Next to Me, that came out on June 20th, is about pushing through long days, working yourself to the bone, and still drawing strength from a person standing by your side. It's a love song about support, grit, and resilience. Both of these songs are a part of our EP, Harbors and Highways, which is an ode to our constant travel between the Twin Ports and the Twin Cities.
We wrote that one while thinking about the everyday grind, packing lunches, long hours, dreaming about something more, but still finding joy in the little things, especially when you're not alone in it.
So this winter, we're heading out to Boulder, Colorado, and we'll be recording our first full-length album. It feels like the next step in our journey. We've been building momentum in the Midwest. Can't wait to keep expanding outward. Festivals, weddings, private events, wherever the music takes us.
If you want to connect or book us, you can email us at squidcityslingers@gmail.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at squidcityslingers.
Tom, thank you so much for having us here today. Your show has been a huge inspiration, and it's an honor to share our music and stories with you and your listeners.
Truly, thank you. We're so grateful to be part of it.
Here's Right Next to Me.
Tired and sore from the day before, but I'm looking ahead to what's in store right next to me. Packing my lunch and I'm off again to the 12-hour day for some money to spend. Life's not for free. With every dawn, I rise with the yawn. Brewing coffee strong, trying to be headstrong in this daily spree. My hands are rough, the road is tough, but in my heart I'm tough enough to keep dreaming big, you see. The time it fades away, the busier we stay, missing out on family and every holiday. And everyone I see takes all my energy, but I'll just keep moving along, keep you right next to me. Every grind, I find my mind wandering to moments unconfined in this daily spree. Yet here I stand with plans so grand, holding on to a heavy hand for a future bright for you and me. But time it fades away. Busy stay, missing out on family and every holiday. And everyone I see takes all my energy, but I'll just keep moving along, keep you right next to me, right next to me.
That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. And thanks to our guests, the Squid City Slingers, Katie Wallace, Hillary Reynolds, Kurt Skinner, and Joy Shannon. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Elizabeth Brousseau helps out with the digital realm. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor in Fargo, North Dakota. And Anne Alquist is there too. She is the show's director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.